the executive director, Don Keyser. PGHfilm.org, great resource, and we've become quite the movie destination place for a long time. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good, but what caught my ear and eye yesterday was the mayor of Kingstown coming back and a chance for people to participate first as extras. That's one foot in the door anyway to the industry, right?
Absolutely, and it's fun and it's a good way to participate in an industry that's brought over $2.5 billion to this region's economy. We're so excited Mayor of Kingstown's back for season four, and can't wait to see it all get moving next month.
Yeah, has there ever been a show that's done four seasons in Pittsburgh?
We've never gotten to a season four with any show that was based in Pittsburgh. No, not yet. This one, technically, it's their third season in Pittsburgh. The first season was shot in Canada because at the time they wanted to come here, we unfortunately didn't have enough film tax credits to get them in Pittsburgh for season one. But we've been able to keep them here for seasons two, three, and now four. So we're pretty excited about that.
And Don, you've been doing this for 30 years in this town. You've seen all the changes, and yet we hear from politicians that they understand the model, they understand the metrics, yet it's been a challenge to get that tax credit moved higher. Why?
I wish I knew that answer, and then you and I would probably like be sitting on a beach having this conversation somewhere. I don't know, Larry. You know, we've made the arguments, we've showed the employment numbers, we've shown the economic benefit, and those are all easily traceable, trackable, and you can prove it every single day. At some moment in time, people get confused that the film and TV industry should be treated any differently than, I don't know, automobile manufacturing or any other type of factory that would decide to come in Pittsburgh, spend over $2.5 billion since 1995. Most of these shows run $100, $150 million per show. They're here for 6 months. They spend the bulk of their money here in the region. And we have over 5,000 people that work in this industry on a full-time basis. So, you know, we're a real industry, but I think people get caught up in the entertainment side of it. They forget these are local Pennsylvanians. These are your friends and neighbors working in this industry. It's not just about, you know, the actors. They make it a little fun. It's a fun industry, right? We're not really counting widgets every day. But these are real family-sustaining jobs, paying real family-sustaining wages, and spending real money in this region's economy. And we'd like the support. We're very hopeful for the February budget with the governor that he increases it in his budget. It makes our ask to the legislators a lot easier when we can show the governor's support. We're not sure where we're there yet, but we're hoping. Christmas miracles happen, right? So we're going to keep hoping and calling our elected officials and asking for help.
We're with Don Keyser, executive director of the Pittsburgh Film Office. That said, over the years, we've had some of the biggest shows here, and a lot of the actors and stars love working here as well. It's just, for them, I would imagine, a lot easier to navigate. And the people around here are genuinely friendly, too. That doesn't hurt.
Well, you know, we have three reasons anyone ever comes to shoot here. The film tax credits, our diversity of locations, our incredible crew that you can't find anywhere in this world. But the unsung heroes are really the people of southwestern Pennsylvania. We're film friendly to, you know, the ninth degree, if you will. They welcome everyone. They're friendly. They're excited. And you're right. They run into a celebrity at a Steeler game or in a bar or wherever. They don't, you know, interrupt their lives or do anything that might happen in a different city. Here, they're welcoming, they're excited they're here, and we're proud of the fact that southwestern Pennsylvania is featured so prominently. So they get that welcome from everybody, and the film office is extremely grateful to have that support throughout the region, that everybody's excited about this industry when it's here.
And that said, the arc, just in the last 4 years, when we had a shutdown because of COVID, then you had writer strike, actor strike, then you dealt with all this, it's finally starting to break out in a good way. We've seen record numbers of people going back to theaters to see movies. That's encouraging.
It is encouraging, and we're hoping this is just a downturn and a cycle that we've seen over the years. You know, the industry is always cyclical. Right now, they're having a great time in other countries because the exchange rates are so favorable to them working there. You know, we talked about The Pitt, I believe, the show that is basically ER 2.0, if you will. They're filming in Los Angeles, set in Pittsburgh. And then the show Watson, which is filming in Vancouver, Canada, set in Pittsburgh, they left the country because it's a $16 million difference between filming in Vancouver and filming in Pittsburgh. And that's just the exchange rate. That doesn't include the incentives or anything else.
And that's kind of what generated this whole thing in the first place years ago when films were going to Canada, particularly in Vancouver. So it's cyclical, but you got a chance in February to make some headway. Hope you do. And if you want to support the industry, make sure you let your elected officials know and contact Don Keyser, Pittsburgh Film Office. And also, is that best resource to become an extra for the next mayor of Kingstown?
Yes, go to pghfilm.org, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, any of the social. We put all the information out there, and you just click, 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 and you're signing up with the company that's handling the casting for mayor of Kingstown, which should start later in the month. And yes, please continue to support us when you're speaking to legislators. And Larry, I know when you're speaking to the governor, you can ask him about it too. He's been supportive. We're just really hoping we can get it in the budget this time so that it just makes the push a little bit easier when we're talking to everyone, because then it looks like we're all working together, which we should be. This industry means real money to southwestern Pennsylvania. These are real people. These are real jobs. These are their livelihoods. We need help to make sure this continues.
Don, appreciate the time this morning. Good luck. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
You got it. Don Keyser, Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Film Office. Go to pghfilm.org.